Roger Williams' ideas were simply too radical for his time and place, and for that, he was about to be sent back to England. That is, until he escaped and helped found one of the 13 original colonies. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Hi, Mike Starkey, a real Indiana farmer. When your fields are not excessively deficient in need of nutrients, you can apply all the PK and micros required for a top yield of planting time. Agricultural Liquid Fertilizer's exceptional nutrient compatibility and superior efficiency allow you to prescription apply exactly what your crop needs safely and conveniently. Research proves it. For season-long nutrient availability, it's Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. For innovative solutions, call me at 317-714-6465 or visit agriliquid.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Roger Williams' teaching in Massachusetts Bay Colony were simply too much for many to bear. He preached of religious liberty and the fact that government couldn't force someone to believe a certain religious code. Late in 1635, he was sentenced to be sent back to England, but he would be allowed to remain in the colonies until spring arrived.
Roger agreed and kept his word. He didn't preach his dangerous opinions in church. What he did do was discuss them at the kitchen table after Sunday services, and pretty soon his house was more crowded than the meeting houses were. By January, that was too much for the authorities in Boston. They sent soldiers up to put him on the next boat back to England.
John McNiff shares the story from the Roger Williams National Historic Site in Providence. He says someone warned Williams those soldiers were coming for him.
In the middle of a harsh, I mean harsh, New England winter, this city boy from London escapes. He wouldn't have lasted very long at all by himself. The Native Americans found him, they took him in, they gave him a place to stay for the winter.
The leaders of the Wampanoag gave him land in what is today East Providence. Other followers came to the area and began to build houses.
Roger gets a letter from Plymouth saying, "As much as we like you, Roger, you're still within the bounds of the Plymouth colony. You have to leave. If you just go across that river, that's our boundary. If you just go across that river, we can all live in good neighborhood."
Williams did as instructed.
So Roger gets into a boat, goes across the river, runs into a group of Narragansett on the opposite side of the river. They greet him with three words that have this wonderful ring to it. It's "What cheer, Netop?" What cheer was a pretty standard greeting, short for "What cheery news do you bring?" And Netop is a Narragansett word for friend. This is not a diplomatic greeting. These are people that know each other. Roger explains the situation, and the Narragansett explain, "Boy, do we have a place for you."
That place is today's capital of Rhode Island. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Providence, Rhode Island, I'm Andrew McRae.